from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
And here, watch this transition, is the biggest problem with Giants baseball. For the I don't know how many years in a row, once again, the most popular Giants are the broadcasters. Whoops.
They have been for a while, though. Even with Buster Posey, they were top five.
I don't mind
you
that.
You go like Buster, Mad Bum.
I don't mind
Bum,
that. Because, yeah, the Giants.
Brian Wilson and then Kuiper-Krug.
Right. They've got the best crew. So that you're not going to avoid their popularity. But you would hope if you're going to be a good baseball team that somebody would be have a little bit more standing within the organization than their broadcasters. You would hope. But they don't. They don't. And so, like, this is great that they won today. That's great. That was an absolutely necessary performance. And Logan Webb, I will continue to have his back at all times, no matter what, and forever, total forever Giant, because that dude is such a gamer.
He's old school.
Exactly. He's taken a leadership role. He gets better in big moments. When he was struggling a little bit a few weeks back, I didn't like some of the things that I heard people, where are you supposed to be an ace? It's like, dude, you don't shut him out every time. But Logan, when it really matters, is there. He's accountable all the time, sometimes to a fault. He takes on a leadership role, and he's fantastic in a day and age where you're supposed to be able to throw 98 to put up the numbers that he does, and he doesn't do that. He just makes you hit ground balls constantly. And by the way, that pitch count, without striking people out constantly, is what allows him to go into the eighth and ninth inning of ball games more than anybody else in the bigs. I could not be a bigger fan of Logan Webb. And so that is phenomenal what he went out there and did today.
I got a question for you and maybe even for our Twitter poll.
Okay.
Would you rather see the Giants crash and burn here and not make the playoffs and there be some changes made? Or would you rather them get on a heater, get into the playoffs, and go deep into October?
I would never root against the Giants making the playoffs.
Same.
Period.
I think there's a huge part of the fan base that wants this to keep going south so the changes are made.
Can I answer your question?
I would say maybe 50-50, maybe more than 50%. Do you think that's too presumptuous on my part?
Can I answer your question with a question?
Yeah.
And all you guys can jump in on this. Yeah. Granny and Lucas, this would be fun.
I think it's a good question to ask. A lot of my friends are hoping when the Giants lose, so changes are made.
I don't know that changes will be. That's the other reason. The secondary reason is I don't know that changes are going to be made, even if they don't make the playoffs. I have preached that they could, but I don't know that at all. And I have been very clear. I do not trust the ownership of this baseball team. So I know that Farhan is the one out front taking all of the punches, but it is very possible, if not probable, that Farhan is simply doing what he is told to do. And if you tell me one more day, if any of you believed that the Giants traded Jorge Soler because they wanted to create more at-bats for Marco Luciano, I, with all humility and apology, you do not understand what you're watching. Jorge Soler was traded because it saved a truckload of money, period, conversation over. That's it. That's the only reason he was traded, and that's not good. That is not what you want your baseball team doing when they're supposedly in a playoff chase. Now, I'm not even saying that it wasn't smart because he was not performing and therefore he's easier to let go. But these narratives that they're throwing, oh, we want the young guys, but no, you don't. No, you don't. 3 weeks ago, it was imperative. You were disappointed in the team. You're a $200-plus million payroll. You're paying a tax, and it was imperative that you make the playoffs. And then 2 weeks later, you're like, well, we need to create some avenues for Rivercats. Stop. Stop it. No, you're livid at the way they've performed. You're mad at the players. And you decided this team wasn't good enough to add resources to. So you cut your resources. That's it. That's why Luciano got sent down after 21 at-bats. So there's a huge trust issue here. And this is the question I wanted to ask you guys. So I took the ferry to work today. Mainly because Christy and I were going to a comedy show after the show tonight. So we only wanted one car in the city. So I took the ferry. And it didn't dawn on me until I got to the ferry. I'm like, oh, right. Giants day game. Place is absolutely mobbed.
Oh, that's why you got here last second.
Mobbed. No, that's not why I got here last second. Right. I did that because the good friend and I were talking for too long to each other across the street. But anyway, so 11:20 ferry in Larkspur. I mean, oh my God, there's the Giants ferry, and I didn't even realize this. There's the regular ferry, which after it goes to the ferry building, goes to the Giants game. So you got two ferry boats, truck full of Giants fans, gear everywhere. Got Lincecum jerseys, Mad Bum jerseys everywhere. And I joked, I sent Christy a text. I go, what do you think would happen if I walked onto this ferry right now and just yelled, Farhan rules!
It would have capsized?
What do you think would have happened? These are all people who are still paying for tickets. They're going. They're on their way to the game to see the 60-61 San Francisco Giants try to avoid a four-game sweep at home on a Thursday afternoon. What do you think would have happened if I had yelled, Farhan rules?
Have you seen Mutiny on the Bounty?
I've not.
All right.
Do tell.
Anyways, I don't think it would have gone over really well. How about that? You may have hit an iceberg.
Grandy, what do you think would have happened if I had done that?
If I was on the boat?
Yeah.
I would have looked at you with a really strange look on my face and turned around and walked away.
Well, that's just what you do in the big city. When somebody says something crazy, you just got to go to the other side of the street. I get that. I get that. But I was interested. The reason I was interested, I'm like, because I'm in a group of people. You're all still in. You're going to the game on a Thursday.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
I mean, I could have gone in there and yelled, do any of you have jobs? I could have done that.
You know what's nice about the Giants? They do the game times. They get the schedule, they do the game times. They gave the Braves a getaway day game, and they're only going to L.A. Most teams would give a night game to the team if they were just flying to L.A.
Really?
Yeah. It's not a given that you give somebody a getaway day game. The Nationals gave the Giants a 4 o'clock start on that 12 o'clock start. They changed it to, and everyone's like, "What? Why are we a 4 o'clock start on a getaway day? We got to fly across the country."
Well, they only changed it because the rain was coming.
So you get the schedule, and then the team puts the game times in. Then you got to send it back to the league, and the league's got to approve of it. But I thought, I mean, that's a team you're competing with in the wild card. I know you don't know that in the offseason when you get the schedule.
Game.
Yeah, it should have been a 7:15 start. Get to L.A. at 2 in the morning. But right, anyway, so sorry.
The Giants are nice. I think we'd like them to be something other than nice. I think we'd like them to have, again, as I've been preaching all year, a bigger number on the left side than on the right side.
That's good.
That's my rule, and they've been breaking it for the majority of the year.
I'm kind of disappointed in you right now.
Why?
That you didn't do that on the boat.
Yeah.
Well, you said, well, what if I did? Like, if you had any kind of... You know what? You would have done it. You just stood up on the boat and say, "Everybody, I'm Mark Willard from 95.7 The Game, and I love Farhan."
Yeah, maybe they would have started booing before I would have said it if I told them who I was.
Stop.
Come on.
You're beloved in the Bay Area.
Xfinity Mobile text line.
You're going to be a legend when you're doing this and you're 87.
let me tell you about all the... I remember in 2024, I told you.
I remember the Kyle Shanahan era where they used to
You're all positive now and you're just going to be a bitter old man on the air like 20 years from now.
Amazing.
He's going to be like, wait, this guy used to be positive. He used to be a homer. Now he hates everybody.
Kids, let me tell you about Steph Curry.
Christy's going to be texting you during the show going, get him, Mark. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, gosh. 650, if I was on the boat, I'd have thrown you off. Yeah, if I was on the boat.
With a life life preserver?
No, they're not
life jacket?
They're not throwing a tube to you.
Throw the donut thingy at you?
That's, I guess, what I'm wondering. Like, there's still people out there buying tickets and going to baseball games. And sure, it's a beautiful Thursday afternoon and summer's about to be over. School's about to start. There's a lot of kids on the ferry. So a lot of these are just families taking their kids to the yard.
Which is great.
Yeah. I don't think anybody's necessarily grinding on the standings on that boat.
29,319 today. 29,319.
That's pretty good for a Thursday at 12:45. That's pretty good. Again, still summer.
I would like to hear from Giants fans that are listening right now my question. Are you rooting for the team to do poorly so there's changes? Or are you rooting for them to get hot and get in the playoffs? I think I would. I'm not going to say.
Well, I got both answers on the text line right now. 408, always playoffs. Very next one, 530, yes. Lose so changes are made. Siri's
talking.
Calm down.
My phone's on silent and Siri's like listening.
What does she say? Hey Siri, do you want changes made?
She said, sorry, I can't do that.
Okay.
You suck.
Yeah,
Siri.
She's right.
Siri sucks.
I didn't know Siri's last name was Johnson. Sorry, I can't. I'm sorry. Now I hit my... That was you.
I don't know.
That was you.
Hey, Siri.
That's my answer.
I never ask Siri anything because it's never right.
No, I don't.
It's the worst feature
on
the iPhone.
She often doesn't say anything back to me. She gives me the silent treatment.
Or she sends you to some website that's not even close to anything you said. Tighten it up, Apple.
Yeah.
Let's go. Yeah. Are they a sponsor? Sorry.
No, my phone is now. We've messed I'm so sorry. We've just messed with everybody's phones who's listening to us.
Yeah, in the car right now. Hey, Siri. Mark Willard.
Well, the stupid thing is we're stop saying that because we're turning ourselves off. She's going to come on the Bluetooth and they won't be able to hear us anymore. So anyway, how would you answer it, Grandy? Lucas, what would you guys say?
Well, I think the way FP originally phrased it was you're rooting for them to struggle so that changes are made or a deep postseason run. And if you could guarantee me a deep postseason run, of course I'm taking it. But if you're asking me if I think that they have a deep postseason run in them, my answer is undoubtedly no. So as a result, yes, I would not mind if they struggle and that forces their hand, changes this offseason.
Okay, but what if we took out of it what they do when they get to the playoffs? Just make the playoffs. Or would you root for them right now to make the playoffs?
Ooh,
or are you rooting for them to struggle so that, by the way, changes that are not guaranteed...
No, we're playing hypotheticals.
But there has to be a third hypothetical, which is that they struggle and don't make changes. It's happened 2 years in a row already.
Which is a similar conversation to the sweep of the Colorado Rockies just before the trade deadline, which maybe changed their mind and convinced them not to sell, potentially.
Lucas?
My answer is get me into the dance.
Yeah.
I just want a shot. That's all I've ever wanted with this team.
And they'll be playing well if they do get into the
Of course.
Day.
I always root for fun.
Thank you.
Who's not rooting for fun?
Yeah. I'm just saying what I've heard. Word around town
is
a lot of fans that I know. Against,
that's a normal thing when you struggle.
Come on, seriously?
Yeah, but in 2024, like, you know, I don't know how many years ago you and I were like, nobody talked about tanking in sports. That wasn't a thing, at least not openly. You know, now as of like 2 years ago, Mark Cuban's on the radio being like, yeah, man, once you lose a few games, just lose them all. And I won't mention names, but I've had a Bay Area sports exec, and I mean exec, with one of the teams, talk about, yeah, like once you're out of it, lose them all. Lose them all. Get a draft pick. That's a real thing. And so I think that we're just more tapped into it now. And so that's all. Whenever your team struggles, whether it's to make changes or just to get a good draft pick, people start going, should we root against them? I just don't have it in me. I don't have it in me to turn on a television and watch 49ers, Giants, or Warriors, or go to one of their games and pull in the opposite direction. It's just not in my DNA.
It's not my DNA either. Was it the Oakland Ballers executive that told you that?
No.
They're going to just tank every game over there.
I'll tell you later.
Organization that's in chaos right now.
I'll tell you later who it was.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.